You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. The Biden administration is restoring protections for threatened wildlife that had been dropped during the Trump presidency. As Wyoming Public Radio's Will Walkie reports, the changes are minor, but they've sparked fierce debate about endangered species laws.
The rules will add back protections for species newly classified as threatened by the federal government. They also add that scientists won't make decisions about wildlife based on economic impacts, among other changes. Environmental attorney and historian Lowell Bayer says none of this will make much of a difference over how species are managed.
When you really analyze them and look at them carefully, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yet environmental groups and Republican politicians have criticized the changes. The Center for Biological Diversity says the rules don't go far enough to preserve species from extinction. Meanwhile, Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis says they infringe on property rights and could hurt the region's economy. Bayer says this political squabbling doesn't allow agencies to do their jobs and potentially opens the door for Congress to weaken the Endangered Species Act.
We don't want any changes. It's fine as it is. All it needs is funding.
Legal challenges to the Biden administration's rule changes are likely. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
Some tribal residents on the Wind River Reservation are concerned that a new law could allow the state to take over some land within the reservation. The law, recently signed by Governor Mark Gordon, allows the governor to accept jurisdiction of federal lands used for military purposes in Wyoming. Some Eastern Shoshone tribal members feared that could include Fort Washakie, which is the seat of the Shoshone tribal government. But legislators like Lander Senator Cale Case say the locations listed in the bill come from an outdated statute. It was amended this session to remove mention of historic forts.
I think the folks on the Transportation Committee realized that they needed to clear up this ambiguity about these other old forts that don't exist anymore and wouldn't have any impact in the law.
Case says the bill's purpose was to clarify jurisdiction of an Air Force base in Cheyenne. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.